Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is such a joy and a blessing from God for me to be here with you once again. And I want to welcome you to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 737. This is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to challenge you to pray, to encourage you to pray, to exhort you to pray, and yes, even to motivate you to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in faith believing. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for young Christians just learning to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. That's right. They need to simply just pray to God, talk to God. It does not have to be in flowery language. It does not have to be eloquent. Just simple statements to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in faith believing. If I can encourage you to just pray, all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God, the Holy Bible today, is Psalm 32, verses 6 and 7, which reads, "For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee, any time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. All godly people are praying people. As soon as ever Paul was converted, behold, he prays. You may as soon find a living man without breath as a living Christian without prayer. The instructions given us concerning the happiness of those whose sins are pardoned and the easiness of obtaining the pardon should engage and encourage us to pray. For this shall everyone that is well inclined be earnest with God in prayer, and come boldly to the throne of grace, with hopes to obtain mercy. Those that would speed in prayer must seek the Lord in a time when he will be found, when by his providence he calls to them to seek him, and by his Spirit stirs them up to seek him. They must go speedily to seek the Lord and lose no time, lest death cut them off, and then it will be too late to seek him. Those that are sincere and abundant in prayer will find the benefit of it when they are in trouble, surely in the floods of great waters, which are very threatening. They shall not come nigh them to terrify them or create them any uneasiness, much less shall they overwhelm them. Those that have God nigh unto them and all that which they call upon them for, as all upright, penitent, praying people have, are so guarded, so advanced, that no waters, no not great waters, no not floods of them can come nigh them to hurt them, as the temptations of the wicked one touch them not, so neither do the troubles of this evil world. These fiery darts of both kinds drop short of them. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote is from Noah Ben Shia. He said, "I don't pray because it makes sense to pray. I pray because my life doesn't make sense without prayer." I love it. That's powerful. Think about it. My personal encouragement for you today, to pray is this. Prayer is like any other important discipline in the Christian life. If you don't do it, you won't reap the benefits and blessings that God wants you to have. If you want to reap the benefits and blessings of prayer, then you simply need to just pray. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled "Prayer is Putting God to Work," Part 2, from the fine book "The Weapon of Prayer" by E.M. Bounds. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, "Prayer affects three different spheres of existence: the divine, the angelic, and the human. It puts God to work. It puts angels to work. And it puts man to work. It lays his hand upon God, angels, and men." What a wonderful reach there is in prayer. It brings into play the forces of heaven and earth. God, angels, and men are subjects of this wonderful law of prayer. And all these have to do with the possibilities and the results of prayer. God has so far placed himself subject to prayer that by reason of his own appointment he is induced to work among men in a way in which he does not work if men do not pray. Can somebody? Prayer lays hold upon God and influences him to work on behalf of the people praying. This is the meaning of prayer as it concerns God. This is, if you don't mind my saying, deep. This is the doctrine of prayer, or else there is nothing whatever in prayer. For only God can subject himself to himself, if you will, if you can go that deep. Prayer puts God to work in all things prayed for. This does not mean that man has some kind of power over God. No, God chose to subject himself to the principle of prayer, to the power of prayer. While man in his weakness and poverty waits, trusts and prays, God undertakes the work. For from old men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen a God beside thee, which worketh for him that waiteth for thee. My. Can somebody out there say amen with me? Can somebody feel the joy, the love, and the peace of God like I do here today? I'm about to have a Pentecostal Baptist Methodist fit. Jesus Christ commits himself to the force of prayer. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, my God, this is good. He says, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And again, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what he will. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen to the word of God. To no other energy is the promise of God committed as to that of prayer. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. To no other energy is the promise of God committed as to that of prayer. Upon no other force are the purposes of God so dependent as this one of prayer. The word of God dilates on the results and necessity of prayer. My. When a preacher says my, he's basically saying this is very deep. God is moving mightily. There are no words to say to this or to add to this. That's what my means. The work of God stays or advances as prayer puts forth its strength. Prophets and apostles have urged the utility, force, and necessity of prayer. I have set a watchman upon thy walls. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. My. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. If you're saved, if you're born again, if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, say amen right there. The folks around you might not know what you're talking about, but do it. You know what you're talking about. Just say amen. And you might want to throw in a hallelujah. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. That's right. We don't only encourage you to pray. We actually pray with you. We actually do the work of prayer. In faith, believing in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I emphasize those things because the power is not just in your mouth moving, saying words. The power is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and your faith in God. So please join me in prayer as we pray over our prayer list that we do with this podcast all of the time and have done in the past. If you don't have a prayer list from us, pray over your own prayer list, and that would in fact be better. Holy Father God, we pray collectively and individually for the following things. Holy Father God, we pray in faith, believing in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior through this ministry alone. We pray for millions more to be saved through other works and ministries around the world. We pray for the revival of your church. Help us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, and to humble ourselves. We pray, Lord, for the healing of Christian families based upon Christian families obeying Ephesians 5 and 6 and other passages of Scripture in your holy word, and repenting of their lies and their sins and their disobedience, and asking for forgiveness of sins. And we pray for the salvation of families that don't know your Savior. And we pray for more laborers to go into the field to reach those families, including us. Lord, we pray for the healing of this nation. We pray for an awakening to take place in this nation. And Lord, we pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries. And now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Vicky. Please save and comfort the family of the pilot whose helicopter crashed into a Manhattan office tower. And we pray for all people who have been hurt by that. We also pray for Big Poppy. And, Lord, you know the circumstances. That is Brother Ortiz, who gave you credit and gave you glory almost every time he knocked a home run or did something else great on the baseball diamond. And Lord, we trust that he is saved, and he is in a mess right now that he probably never thought he would be in. So Lord, help him to confess his own sins, to repent, to turn from his evil ways, and help him to learn from this situation, to follow you and to obey you. Other than that, Lord, help. We pray that you'll heal him and his family and heal all of the people involved and save everybody involved. Have your Holy Spirit not to give them rest until they are established in salvation through Jesus Christ. We pray for James. Please heal him of his disability. Bless him with a good job and have his benefits to be renewed so he will not have to sell drugs. Bless him with money to pay rent so he will not be evicted in the month of July. We pray for Kumar. Please bring him back to faith in you and help him in his medicine practice as an advance NP for him and Linda to talk again. Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them to grow in the faith, become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Vivian, Nora, and Esbon, and we pray that you'll help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Tito, Prosper, and Ishwar. And we commit these people into your hands and help them to stand strong in the faith and be faithful to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from the power of sin and from the punishment of sin, which is everlasting hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. For Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address, and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.